Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Author Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in New York City, and we're sitting with Sherry Sanders right now. Sherry is a musical theater performer and a teacher, and has written a book, maybe the first and only book of its kind, about auditioning for a lot of those rock musicals that are coming out these days. It's good timing to write a book like this, isn't it? There's so many rock musicals on Broadway and in other communities now, aren't there?
Absolutely, but the cool thing about it is that rock musicals aren't just American Idiot and Rock of Ages. Priscilla, which is a disco musical, and Sister Act, which is also a disco musical, those are considered rock musicals also. So it's rock, pop, R&B, blues, folk, country, disco, anything. Thing like that is considered a rock musical.
So you still go on auditions and you teach classes for it. So it would probably be a dumb question to ask, what inspired you to write this book?
It's a great question, actually. I always knew how to sing rock, pop, anything off the radio. And what happened is, after Rent, all of the musicals started leaning towards pop culture and rock musicals. And so I was able to do great, but the rest of my community had a hard time because they were all trained in, you know, legit classical musical theater stylings. No colleges, no teachers teach this at all. So I just said, I'll help.
You mentioned traditional music.
Oh, well, traditional in the sense of, yeah, musical theater, like South Pacific is traditional musical theater, ragtime is traditional musical theater, you know, so we call that legitimate or legit. So that particular style is the style that people are trained in all of the colleges in musical theater.
You also mentioned a big difference in auditioning for one or the other. What are the one or two biggest differences?
Great, I'd love to tell you about that. I would say fundamentally, when you audition for a legit musical theater piece, so like I said, for example, South Pacific, what you would do is you would sing a 16 or 32 bar cut from a legit musical. So it could be from anything from the canon of musicals that have been written for the last 80 years. You could sing any song from any musical, but for a rock musical, you actually have to pick a song off the radio. So you have to figure out what era does the show take place in, so what style song do I have to pick? You have to pick it, cut it, arrange it, research the era, vocally style, and figure out how to act a song that was never meant to be acted in the first place. So they're so different.
I was going to mention the acting part of it. The difference between acting a song in traditional theater versus rock theater.
That's a great... I love that we're talking about it. With a musical theater song from a legit musical, you would have to move a plot. So you use that song to have your character go from A to B or A to C. With a song off the radio, there's no plot to be moved. It's a moment in time. It's an emotional experience. So really what you're doing is, instead of moving a plot, you're having an emotional experience that is meant for you to change as a human being, as opposed to you moving a plot along. So does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me place it in a spot where more people might be able to understand better.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I were auditioning for American Idol, say,
okay.
What would be the difference between auditioning for American Idol and auditioning for a rock musical?
I love that question, too. For American Idol, really all you got to do is sing a couple of bars a cappella and show off your voice. They want to know you've got great vocal chops. With auditioning for a rock musical, the vocal chops are important. Really what they want to know is, one, can you be in a relationship with music? So you can't sing a cappella. You actually have to be in relationship with a piano. You have to be in the groove. You have to feel what it's like to be inside of music. Two, you have to still tell a story. American Idol doesn't really care about whether the story is being told. They want to know that if you were alone in your bedroom and nobody was looking, what emotions would you go through? So they want to see you go through an emotional journey when you're auditioning for a rock musical.
All right, so if you could give one really great piece of advice to somebody who is tomorrow stepping onto a stage and auditioning for a rock musical, what would it be?
My biggest suggestion for anybody is to prepare. So don't think that you could learn a song the night before you go in because you sang it at karaoke one time. That doesn't mean that you can go in for an audition for a Broadway rock musical like that. You need to go over the music with a piano player. You need to rehearse it in front of an acting teacher, in front of your peers, and work out the emotional beats. you need to actually study the eras and figure out, say, for example, in the 50s and 60s, if you're auditioning for Hairspray or Memphis, you would have to figure out, what would I be like if I lived in the 50s and 60s? Who would I be emotionally? How would I style my music? And how would I behave? If you can do that research, you're going to nail it.
You're an actress.
Yes.
You are a singer.
Yes.
You're a teacher.
Yeah.
Now you're an author.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I know. Who knew?
How tough was it to take that step?
Not tough at all.
Well, you're a risk taker probably,
yes,
right?
Yes, I am. The reason why I did it is because all of the people in my community that I was working with were succeeding, and I knew that I wanted to reach more people because I didn't want anybody to suffer anymore. So now everybody gets to win and everybody gets to book acting work in rock musicals.
And how are the people in your community receiving the book?
Love it. They all contributed to the book. I had Broadway musical directors, directors, casting directors, they all contributed to my book because everybody wants to see people succeed in a genre that nobody knows how to succeed in.
Sherry Sanders is the author. Her book is called Rock the Audition, and you rocked this interview.
Oh, I really appreciate you.
Good luck with the book.
Thanks so much.